joined now by Mark Bower after the 1-0 win at Droylsden. Mark, there's no easy ties in the cup competition. You must have felt that this afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. They've given us a really good game today, and how it's only been 1-0 is a bit of a mystery, I guess, because both teams had really good chances. It should have been 2-2 within the first 10 minutes, really. And they cause you problems the way they play. They won't change the way they play. They get it down, they pass it, they move you about, they try and suck you out of good positions. And certainly in the first half, they made us look a bit ragged. In the second half, we kind of got to grips with it better. But really, we had to resort to just containing what we had, you know, the lead that we had. Make sure that we got through to the next round, because in cup competition, that's what it's all about. Disappointed with how we were on the ball. We could have exploited situations better than what we did. But you know, they're not a bad side. They'll do well in their league this year. They're doing well at the minute. They've got some good players that have had experience at a higher level. So you come away from home, it's a potential banana skin, as they say, and you know, we're in the next round. So that's the main thing.
Looking back, you had two forced changes on you today. Obviously, Josh Wilson wasn't allowed to play, and Danny Ellis was suspended. You changed the formation. It was a 4-4-2, wasn't it? We started with. Were you happy with the way that worked?
Happy from an attacking point of view, because I thought we created a few chances. Defensively, we were getting picked off a little bit, so we just changed it and moved Gavin into that more of a hole position, just to get a bit more energy in there where they were trying to play through a lot. And it probably worked to contain them a lot more from that point forward. Didn't really create as much as I would have liked us to do. But we had one or two that were carrying knocks throughout the game. You know, Tully's on another day may have come off. Boise's taken a knock that, you know, sort of made him less effective than usual for most of the second half. Wayne Brooks was a little knock, and obviously Gav's come off with one. So it was difficult, and the way they move the ball, they really do put you under pressure and move you about, and they do it really well. We stood up to it, and people were throwing the bodies on the line at the end, you know, to keep that 1-0 lead. And we had probably the better openings in the second half on the break. Strange game. It's not the kind of game that we'll come up against every week, but credit to them. They do what they do really well, and I'm sure they'll do well this season.
You kept the players on the pitch just at the end there. Was there any particular reason, just for a chat, or was it just to convey your thoughts before they got changed?
No, we had a good... No, just we usually do it, have a quick word on the pitch afterwards, unless we're really not happy, in which case we go into the dressing room. But no, you know, the lads have worked hard. Don't think anyone's, you know, been up to the standards that we've set in the last couple of weeks, certainly today. But we kept the clean sheet intact. You know, Drenchy saved a penalty, and I think he's got Jacob Giles to thank for that, because we've done our homework, and they scored a penalty against Brighouse last week, and the lad went the same way. So certainly helped us. Very strange decision for the penalty, I don't. But no, you know, the lads have worked hard in the last few weeks, and it stretches the unbeaten run. You know, another clean sheet, we've had plenty of those this season. Sometimes you do it by restricting people to no chances, sometimes you do it by your goalkeeper playing well and you know, making last-ditch tackles, and we had to do that today. And while there's certainly a lot of room for improvement on the performance, we're in the next round, and there'll be teams in our league that have gone to lower division clubs today that won't be able to say that tonight. So that's the important thing. Look forward to next week now. Two big league games coming up in quick succession, and we'll prepare for those.
Finally, just in terms of being a cup competition, we have to ask, what do you fancy the next round? I mean, what is a good draw? I mean, it looked a tough draw, actually, this one on paper, they're going at the right end of the table. What sort of draw would you like in the next round?
You can't control it, so I guess you want a team that you can beat. So I guess as low down the pyramid as possible. But we can't control it. Whoever we get drawn against, you know, we'll go and play. But I remember 2-3 seasons ago, my first season here, we drew Staley Bridge in a second qualifying round, where I think we're top of our league at that time. At the worst possible draw we got, we beat them, and then we went away to Washington and lost. So look forward to the draw. We'll take on whoever we come up against, and you know, we'll probably need to play better today than today to get through, but we are through, and that's you know what counts.
Thanks, Mark.
Cheers, Colin.